We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Labor leader Chris Minns spent longer filming Instagram videos than he did inside hospital emergency departments during a weekend social media blitz attacking the government over nurse staffing levels. The Daily Telegraph can reveal that on one weekend in July, Mr. Minns visited three hospitals but spent only 2 minutes inside emergency departments and less than 4 minutes speaking with staff. He spent just as much time filming selfie videos for his 6,600 Instagram followers. Video obtained by The Telegraph shows Mr. Minns entering St. George Hospital's emergency department without a face mask in a potential COVID rule breach. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to The Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. TV star Karl Stefanovic has been embroiled in a police investigation after a waiter at a charity gala claimed he was touched and complained to police. The Courier Mail can reveal the male waiter alleged he was touched by the high-profile breakfast television personality at a melanoma fundraiser event sponsored by Mercedes-Benz in Brisbane. A Queensland Police Service spokesman confirmed that the QPS was investigating a report of an alleged assault. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Optus, Australia's second biggest telco, has suffered one of the most significant data breaches in history, with the personal details of millions of customers stolen by hackers in a successful cyber attack. About 2.8 million customers have had details including driver's license numbers, home addresses and dates of birth taken, while about 7 million had their email addresses and phone numbers stolen. Optus Chief Executive Kelly Bayer-Rosmarin said the company was investigating and had notified Australian Federal Police, the Office of the Australian Information Commissioner and regulators. The breach affects current and former Optus customers. And in sport, 2 years after his NRL career almost ended, Bryce Cartwright looms as Parramatta's heat-seeking missile in tonight's preliminary final clash with North Queensland. Cartwright's career was in tatters when released by the Gold Coast. He was pleading for an NRL club to take a chance on him, and Parramatta did. Now Cartwright is shaping as a possible match winner coming off the bench in hot and humid Townsville. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.